Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And we're talking about protests, the right to assembly, and its interplay with the coronavirus versus people wanting to stay at home, some people not wanting to stay at home, and just the entire mess that has been created by the government in response to legitimate or illegitimate fears regarding the coronavirus.
This is true. And there are some conspiracies that this is all about resetting the economy because it had gotten so, it is completely out of control, so far gone.
What does that mean, out of control?
The pension system,
okay.
an inflated dollar. College debt, credit card debt,
they're not
mortgage
fixing an
debt.
Inflated dollar, and they're not going to fix that. They're inflating to fix the problem.
To maybe destroy the dollar completely outright so that it can move to the next thing.
You might convince me that telemedicine is going to be less costly, so since the government foresees having to provide medical care that, or at least pay for medical care that, you know, to increase telemedicine, that college is extraordinarily expensive, so having online, and don't forget government schools.
Grade
school is expensive. All these things are expensive.
Half of my tax bill right there.
So it'd be far more efficient if people, were educated online. I might be able to see that, but certainly not fixing the economy.
Also,
you can't break it to fix it.
Also, maybe preventing, keeping a big chunk of the workforce working at home. I think there are those who believe that is the way to go.
It is not working.
Well, exactly. Because people just need to be in the same room with each other sometimes, and
sure.
this telework stuff doesn't work for everybody.
Right. Concentrate. There's a whole bunch of reasons why many jobs are going to be difficult to do from home. Not the least of which is when you send a parent home and keep a kid at home. And somehow I'm supposed to do the same amount of work from home while making sure my kid does the same amount of schoolwork
right.
from home. Like, none of this makes any sense. Mom!
Yeah, but can they be doing
a peanut butter jelly sandwich? Make it yourself.
But that actually might be the good.
Where's the jelly? Where's the bread?
Send them out in the yard.
Don't
cut the damn grass.
God, I mean, there's a reason that our parents are like, get out of the house, get out of the house, and don't come back to the street lights.
Here's where my parents figured it out. If I stayed too close, I got put to work.
Yeah.
So I was always, going on treks out in the woods to get away from it all.
As a parent. Trying to get my son to do work is harder work than doing the work.
Oh, you're just not mean enough.
I just easily frustrated.
I think this is a reset. I don't know that this is actually. I don't know that they actually think this is going to fix it. I think they've just gotten to their wits' end. They don't know what else to do. And hey, let's try this one out and see if it works. Let's throw this at the wall, see if it sticks.
Nah, I think it's just politicians trying to save their political butts.
Yeah, that is an absolute. But at the local level, I'm talking about the big guys.
Well, look at Trump. A couple of months ago, he was like, "Oh, this is no big deal. It's a hoax and blah blah blah." Now, you can decide what he meant by what he said hoax, but he didn't care anything about it. Then, everything changes, and now he's. Trying to keep people home. And then he's going to like, we'll return you to work when I feel like it, which basically is what intuition.
Hmm. Well, I'm starting to.
Well, Trump, like all the politicians, is just giving the people what they're demanding. I mean, the masses out there are demanding, you know, for the state governments to force people to stay at home.
You can't deny the fact that there's a big part of our population who want to be quarantined. They want daddy telling them no. And then you got another portion who are losing their minds and they're about to go start burning Capitol buildings down because they need to go back to work and get out of the house and get away from their significant other.
And so there are people who are for and people against, but I tend to think that the against number is growing and the for number is shrinking.
Yes.
And this whole notion that we're going to keep everybody inside for 2 years while we do double-blind studies on a corona vaccine is the most ludicrous notion. You're going to have to take the Keebler elf and run him out of the White House.
Yeah. Which is Fauci and Gates. They need to be both, and Burks. They need to, all three be run out of that organization. They don't need to be having anything to do with that. They're all conflict of interest. They're all biased. They all have plans, future plans. I don't even know why he's taking any information from that Fauci guy.
Well, I think that Fauci's probably, okay, so if I had a pandemic on my hands, I'd probably be listening to epidemiologists. However, I would never make a circumstance where epidemiologists were deciding how the economy went, nor would I take pandemic information from economists. The president, Trump should be looking at all the circumstances, and I think that, you know, from a practical standpoint, maybe it was a good idea to lock people up for 3 weeks and give them new ways of doing things, and then let them out and try to be less dirty in the world, and maybe they will and maybe they won't. And honestly, if we lost 4% of the weakest, oldest, most susceptible,
then we're probably going to die this year anyways.
A lot of people who have died likely were going to die in 12 months, and I'm not saying that that's good. I don't want anybody to die, but everybody who's listening to me will.
Yes, and back to Fauci. There are plenty of epidemiologists out there who don't necessarily have their hands in the cookie jar and have conflict of interest and are actually working on new vaccines every year and also who are receiving funding from Bill Gates. There are plenty of other options. They don't need Fauci. Fire Fauci. Hashtag Mark whatever. Get rid of them.
Well, all of these have some sort of hand in a cookie jar. I mean, even the independent, privately owned researchers out there trying to invent vaccines are just ultimately trying to secure their own jobs. Right. So that's their hands in a cookie jar. And that's a conflict of interest. I mean, that's endemic in the medical industry, is this treating a thing is infinitely more profitable than
curing. I'm thinking you can find an epidemiologist who doesn't necessarily work for a vaccine company working on new influenza, coronavirus, SARS vaccines every year. I know they're on the YouTubes. I know they exist.
There are people on YouTube claiming to be epidemiologists. Certainly.
I'm thinking the ones that I have seen are actually accredited.
Have you looked into them?
Well, no.
I would not take the word of a random YouTuber that they were a licensed physician, or an epidemiologist, or a doctor, or whatever.
I'm seeing a lot more news stories.
I can go on YouTube and claim that. Put on a nice little white coat.
That's what they do with their guys. The guys standing behind Trump.
Yes, you don't trust them.
So
why do you trust YouTube?
I'm not saying I trust YouTube. I'm hearing another opinion.
The purple hair is probably going to throw off anybody, even if you have a white coat. I'm seeing a lot more news stories.
It'll only throw off some people. Others are like, oh yeah.
Obviously.
I'm on board with this person. this person is trans.
But you're going to vote for Cuomo because he's got the pierced nipples.
What?
I would vote for him because his nipples are pierced.
They're ugly, though.
What?
That's not the point.
What?
Cuomo, Ari has changed her mind about Cuomo because he's got the nipple bars.
What makes you think that's true?
Because there's a picture, and the internet told me.
Okay.
He did this live thing. And you could see his nipple piercings.
Wow. Yeah. That's so?
Yes.
It could have been Photoshop, but it looked very convincing. But it's the internet, and that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, who knows what's true anymore.
He's still my beating heart. So I've been seeing a lot more stories in the last week about when are we going to break up here, and when are we going to be able to get out, and, you know, the plans for, you know, letting people out of their house and all that stuff. And I tend to think that that means, you know, what's that doing? It's telegraphing that we're going to get out. Now, I don't know how or why things work that way, but they do.
Well, Trump is saying, for whatever it's worth, that he wants to restore the economy. He wants to put people back to work, and he wants to tell governors to lift their bans. And, of course, they're upset about that. They're like, the Constitution doesn't allow you to do this, but the Constitution didn't allow them to shut down businesses
in the first place.
So they rejected the Constitution, and now they want to run to it for cover, basically, to protect them against Donald Trump. When, sadly, Donald Trump seems to be wanting the same thing that I want, and that scares me.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, we're talking about resistance to the state and its decrees here. And evidently, there is this so-called drive-by demonstration that is happening in Michigan. I don't know the date. We haven't gotten that far into the article yet. But the plan is they're going to get in their vehicles, and they're going to drive,
consume gas.
Around?
Going to keep the economy. They're going to keep the gas industry alive with all the gas that they could guzzle down. Yeah, I have not seen any indication that they're actually going to get out and like walk around the Capitol or whatnot, or to go into City Hall. Just going to drive. So I don't know what their streets look like. Like Mark said earlier, there's plenty of people driving around right in our particular neck of the woods. I don't know how bad it is in Michigan.
So it's a show of force. I have to support it. I'm not saying it's going to be successful, but if done, if they're lucky, it'll show some force. So let me tell you a very successful situation that occurred here in New Hampshire that I happen to be part of. One of these politicians that for whatever reason just thinks the teachers union is the greatest group of people on earth and wants people to not be able to educate their kids at home and stuff like that. Like, I don't understand what they think, but whatever, they clearly exist. One of these politicians got in there, put in some bill that would highly restrict homeschooling in the state of New Hampshire. It likely never had a chance to pass, and this has probably been 10 years ago, if not more. And I went because I think at the time we didn't even actually have a kid, so it would be more than 12 years ago. But maybe we had a baby. I'm not sure. Anyway, Jack was quite young, if not yet born. And we showed up there, and my God, the amount of people who showed up. Now, Bill's come and go
sure.
at the state house. Nobody shows up. They get mad that things change, this, that, or the other. There were hundreds. I don't think thousands, but hundreds of people in the state house lined up for every opportunity to talk. I mean, this lady ran out of the room and disappeared in the midst of her the committee hearing. And I'm talking about, like, you know, moms with kids descending, like five kids descending in height, lined up, hair combed, you know, nice dress. You know, they're all ready so they could sit down and they could talk about how homeschooling benefits their life or whatever it is. And this politician runs away because this was the worst idea that this person had. And this show of force, this reaction to this bill just kicked any opportunity for a homeschool bill, took it and just threw it in the garbage for a decade. They haven't even brought anything out since then that it would even remotely be as restrictive as this thing, and it's been more than a decade. So yeah, if you could get like all the streets of, what's that, Lansing? Is that the capital of Michigan?
I have no idea.
All right. Let's presume it is. You can get
they tried to, you know, get me to memorize these useless facts and things when I was in school, but it didn't stick.
They made me learn to spell them on top of memorizing them. So, you know, that's one of those things. Anyway, so I'm looking up Lansing and trying to tell my story the same. If they could clog the roads around the state capital for three blocks.
Yeah,
in every
but no
direction.
One is. But no one's using those roads right now.
The politicians want to get out when they want to get out. They want to get in when they want to get in.
If they're even there, they're probably at their homes doing their distance tubing.
Well, if they can make a show of force that begets the news.
15,000 cars and trucks is quite a show of force. Probably more impressive than 15,000 human beings assembled, you know, on the lawns of the state house or whatever.
Yeah, if they were in the same room with this woman, Mark, I agree with you, because she wouldn't be able to handle it. But I'm not sure that it's going to. I'm not sure it's going to affect her as much as the legislator you were talking about.
What do you
here in New Hampshire?
I mean, so circle wherever the governor is. I mean, you know,
they need to go to her home. They need to circle around her home and take tar and feathers with them.
I don't know where they intend to go, and I don't know what they intend to do. But the first thing you do is show the force. You don't immediately go there and set the governor's mansion on fire. You give them an opportunity to realize that they. The people they supposedly represent are unhappy, and there's enough of them that it's an issue. So,
I think it's an endless cycle. I think this is just
so is setting the governor's mansion on fire. Don't think that that's a solution to anything.
I didn't say that. I said tar and feathers.
Fine, tar and feathers. I mean, you know,
I would never burn down a good home.
I presume
I just couldn't, even if it was someone I hated.
I presume that you're.
It'd be too expensive to rebuild it.
Exactly.
Right? You're saying tar and feather in the sort of theoretical sense, as opposed to literal sense, where we, you know, char people's skin from hot tar.
Well, it would be warm. It's got to be warm.
It has to be warm.
If it's bubbling, if it's melty bubbly, that's, I'm not saying disfigure the woman, but definitely make a mockery of her.
I am concerned by the glee I can see in Conan's eyes as he says this.
It's coming.
History is replete with politicians that have ended up on the wrong side of some, a group of unhappy
mob.
People, and we don't have less government as a result.
This is also true.
There was a police officer in India just had his hand hacked off. Problem not solved.
Yeah, they arrested all of those seven fugitives, which they were labeled, even though they're probably just guys trying to sell food. There's sniper guys up on the buildings. These seven are probably, we're probably never going to hear from them again.
Yeah, it's a better thing to do to just have everybody leave their house at noon and go stand on the street next to their house and start yelling or screaming or doing something, holding up some sign that they want to be out. Something.
The issue I have with this is that, you know, they're staying in their vehicles because they want to maintain social distancing.
Sure.
And I think that by doing that, they're reinforcing
yes.
the idea that the government is correct to
yes,
order people
exactly.
to stay at home.
Wait. Okay, look. I don't agree with mandatory seatbelt laws, but I wear my seatbelt. Okay, so.
I don't.
I do, and I wear a helmet when I ride a bike, too.
Right. And the reason you do is because you wish to preserve your life. When do you not expect to live to, Aria?
50.
Okay, problem solved. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
I try to solve problems.
I'm not saying, for one, you make the road less safe, because if you do get an automobile accident and you get catapulted through your window, you can't control your vehicle. So I would say that, it's still an issue of safety for other people. But regardless, I wouldn't make it a law that you had to wear a seatbelt. But I'm not going to stop because the government makes it a law that I do.
I probably would stop just because they made it a law.
Okay.
Because it's kind of pointless. I mean, the odds of a seatbelt saving you in a wreck, they're substantial, right?
Yep.
But the odds of being in a wreck like that are also where a seatbelt can save
your
life.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
So sometimes they do save lives. Not a whole bunch of them.
Is it a stupid risk that I'm taking? Sure. But I don't like being restrained. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is laying out plans for the reopening of the United States.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor of each individual state to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state at a time and in a manner as most appropriate. The day will be very close because certain states, as you know, are in much different condition and in a much different place than other states. It's going to be very, very close, maybe even before the date of May 1st.
President Trump also saying he's ordered a halt to funding the World Health Organization. The president says that a review will be conducted to assess the WHO's role in severely mismanaging the early spread of the coronavirus in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And one of the expressions I'm hearing a lot, especially in meme form on social media, is quarantine is when you restrict the movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. I disagree. It's still tyranny, even if they're sick.
So,
What if it's self-quarantine? What if it's something that you agree with? Is that quarantine considered?
Well, can self-tyranny be a thing?
Yes, that could also be a thing.
Self-tyranny?
Yes,
I don't know.
People who love
that sounds suspiciously like self-rape.
There are plenty of folk out there who love being held down. They love the boot on their side of their face. As long as Big Daddy is telling them how to handle their business, handle their affairs, because they're just, you're just sheep, and they don't know what to do. They are completely lost without Big Daddy.
All right, so I'm going to make a statement.
Masochists. Masochists exist.
Understand that I am taking, to some extent, a devil's advocate position here.
Oh, God.
In a world where you have a state, one of the main roles, in fact, I will go so far as to say the main role, the main most useful role of that state is to deal with a crisis during a global pandemic. Now, first off, this is not a global pandemic. This is the test for the global pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like when the kid pulls the fire alarm in the school. There isn't a fire just because there's an alarm, okay? And this...
So you don't think the COVID-19 is real?
Well, obviously it's real, but I think the flu is real too. And a bad case of the COVID-19, one cannot make a realistic claim that COVID-19 as at this point had any effect greater than a bad case of the flu.
And the more tests they make, they have... The further down those numbers are going.
And that statement that I made is not even radical. If you consider the flu of 1918, which wiped out like some large...
60 million maybe?
Yeah, like a whole bunch of people, some large number of people, that, well, you know, Corona's not getting anywhere near that. Wasn't even going to touch it anyway. So had Corona run amok unchecked, there was no conjecture that it would do anything like that. So... anyway, my point is that if a state that this is in fact a useful action of an organization that claims the power that the state would claim, is that libertarianism doesn't have a good solution for global pandemics. And you and Ian have both made statements like, I don't care if this was 10 times as bad as it was supposed to be. So that is not exactly comforting to the average person out there that may not be a hard line voluntarist. If you get my drift.
And which make up a majority of the population, by the way.
And our listenership.
And, yes.
I appreciate that it does not sit well with them, but their discomfort does not inhibit my rights.
That
they can be
absolutely
as uncomfortable
true.
As they want to be. They don't get to tell me what to do.
Right. And this is the point where morality, which you have the moral position, you have the moral high ground, okay? And I'm seceding that to you. But if there's enough people besieging your moral high ground, you will lose it. And from a practical standpoint, there's just no defending.
No, I will still have the moral high ground. They'll just kill me on that high ground.
That's correct. You will die. Your blood will soak that moral high ground. And that's just that. And
I'm not going to give in to mob morality, though, simply because they have the numbers.
We're dealing with a small group primate here, and the way that they deal with fear... you can watch it, you know, like it's predictable, and the fear has been whipped up in whatever manner it exists, and so you just got to kind of be like, hey, everybody, stop jumping around and going, ooh, 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 ooh. You got to settle down. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to be okay. This isn't as bad as you think.
And then right after you get done talking to them, they go back in the house and they turn the news on.
Oh, yeah. And the news is designed. I mean, if they could put a map up of, the West Coast is on fire, the East Coast is underwater, you know, hail and thunderstorms and tornadoes, if they could put everything on the map at once, they would. Those people sell fear. And they don't sell it to you. They sell it to advertisers. It's your ears they're selling.
See, this is why I think our methodology is superior. We're
Ours?
Not just mine and Ian's. Okay. We're not just out there saying, "Hey, this is totally blown out of proportion. You're going to be fine." We're out there living it. We're demonstrating that it's going to be fine. We're giving them something to believe in besides the media reports about hospitals having to pile bodies in the hallways.
You know, they really shouldn't have to see you and Ian at the Central Square doing your night calls. All they need to look at are all the workforce out there who aren't coming down sick. Yeah, there's a few here and there. We have one of the CVS employees has gotten sick. But, overwhelmingly, Walmart has not shut down. Their entire workforce has been working this whole time. And where are all the sick Walmart employees?
There wasn't even a line when I went to there.
Where are all the sick gas station attendees? They're still open. Look at all these businesses that are still open that are they're not having any difficulty. They might one or two people might get sick, and usually they're the elderly, like is what we're seeing in the numbers.
Well, for all we know, we're all sick. All of us essential employees, because the virus sits in you for quite a while.
Carrier.
We're carriers.
Oh. No, not that. The incubation period of the coronavirus is not exactly well known.
Well, that's
and it's going to vary from person to person.
2 weeks.
Right. So at this point, we're operating on speculation. I mean,
we're not even 2 weeks into this, are we?
We're almost a month now, right?
Almost a month, yeah.
In some places.
Well, it depends on how you quantify and what you're saying the starting point is. I decided to leave Saipan prior to... any lockdown, because I was afraid of an interstate lockdown. By the way, they stopped all flights going in and out through an agreement with United. So no good, but I left on the 23rd of March, and now it's the 14th of April. So I've been back 3 weeks, and it depends on what you call it, but I basically self-quarantined that entire time frame. But I've been self-quarantining for a decade now, so it's nothing new to me. We're not running around trying to shake people's hands. So
I would say that it started here, at least, with Sununu's stay-at-home order, or the closure of the bars.
Suggestion, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the bars closed.
They were closed.
And I tend to think that even if they didn't close, that the state police or the local police still wouldn't be busting into the bars to shut them down. I think they would just be ticketing everyone who came out of that bar and got into a vehicle, no matter how drunk they were.
Yep. Because they're not doing anything. So what else are they going to do? Hey, we found out some yokels are open.
Easier for the state of New Hampshire to make people afraid of the consequences of going to a bar than it would be for them to actually enforce this order by shutting down a bar. That's why the sex shop here is still open.
I would agree with that.
It's just not worth it to them to actually be seen here in New Hampshire as shutting down a business. I don't think they want to do it.
Of course, you might be right on that.
That's not the case in places like New York and California.
No.
Where they would gladly send in police. Or in India, where they gladly send in police to force people to obey.
Right. Shut down a vegetable market.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're 6 feet away from people. It doesn't matter if you've maintained distance. It doesn't matter if you have a mask on. It doesn't matter if you have gloves on. It doesn't matter anything. We shut this down. So you can take all the precautions you wish for with your life, and they still tell you you've got to do the thing you've got to do. I mean, the notion that they're shutting down beaches. I mean, sunlight and salt water are disinfectants. So being outside at the beach shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, if there's anything,
being in a park shouldn't be a problem.
If there's anything about this quarantine that doesn't sit well with me the most is the whole act of going into an enclosure and living out your days, breathing the same stale air. The best thing you can be doing is getting outside, going to the beach, getting vitamin D, interacting with other people, working on your herd immunity. I mean, the worst thing you can do is lock people down.
Right. You go outside and the sun strikes your clothing. It kills off whatever corona might have been in your clothing that you didn't know otherwise. Going out in the sun is healthy.
But none of these doctors are talking about living a healthy lifestyle. They're talking about we need to find the next good vaccine that's going to save all you dumb sheep.
And the doctors and nurses are still getting sick despite all of their personal protective equipment. 855-450-3733.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And we're talking about the coronavirus and upcoming protests regarding the government's actions in response to coronavirus. This Operation Gridlock.
Oh yeah, we're just talking about a few. I think that in the next couple of weeks, these are going to start blowing up because people are going to hear about this one. They've listened to us talking about what's going on here in New Hampshire, and you guys talk about your nightcap every week. But when they see this Michigan one,
I mean, this week was great. We got 15 people out there
exactly.
At its peak. And I mean, that's a small number of people, but it also wasn't really a protest. It was just, hey, we don't care what the government says. We're going out here. We're going to have some drinks.
You guys look real chill. You got good photos. People just kind of hanging out.
And recently they had enough people to actually be illegal.
All of them but the first one have been illegal by the numbers.
How many were there?
The first one, I think, had 9.
First doesn't indicate how many. How many events were there?
3.
Okay, 3. And so the second one, you counted the hobo in the pavilion? Because I don't think that you can count the hobo and make that a legit number.
No, I would agree.
Okay.
No. If anything, the hobo is worth like 5 people. he's a walking cesspit.
The hobo was trying to sleep, and then these people come there making noise around his new house.
So if anything, all right. So now he's not. Now he's a 10 because now he's all. He's gonna be spit on you now.
He didn't get up and do anything.
I don't think he was trying to sleep. He was just like hanging out.
All right.
By himself.
By the way, Mark. Office Space that you haven't seen.
I have not seen Office Space.
1999.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't have much of an excuse.
Well,
I just haven't seen it. You know.
We were talking about Idiocracy, and Aria actually broke down and watched it. I just wanted her to watch the first 10 minutes, but I guess she watched the whole thing and thought it was silly, and I'd agree with her. But
thought it was derivative.
It doesn't stand up.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It doesn't stand up. It doesn't stand up to Office Space at all.
No, Office Space was brilliant from start to finish.
I believe that is true.
I haven't seen the one where they're trying to get somebody, elect Pedro, either.
Napoleon Dynamite, that's stupid. It's a waste of time. It's a movie for 17-year-old potheads in 2001.
Okay.
And for snowflakes.
How so?
My daughter loved the hell out of that. She was watching it like once a week for a whole year.
Oh my God.
So she
I watched
she
that crap once and I didn't get it because I was not a 17-year-old pothead. I was like, I don't understand. Why are people talking about this movie? It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty dumb.
I didn't laugh at any point during it. It's just completely stupid.
It's that weird... I don't even know how to describe the comedy that was coming out in those years. There's a weird, strange... Who's the guy? Galifianakis? Oh,
That guy.
His comedy is kind of strange, weird, quirky, staring at you for a whole minute comedy. And somehow that's funny. I don't get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it comedy. It was a movie about some nerdy kid trying to be more than he was. If anything, it was a drama based on how unfunny it was.
Maybe that was the point.
Maybe.
Well, you know, every generation is just basically revolting against the previous generation. So whatever we thought was, you know, epic, funny, good to go, made sense... You know, future generations are going to, no, you with your suspenders, old man. Okay, boomer.
I wish I could pot up the living years.
Well, I was younger than the people who enjoyed Napoleon Dynamite, so it was actually a reverse. It's me making fun of them and their nonsensical sense of humor.
I would say you're definitely probably a little more mature than your age group, period. Stop, period.
I would hope so.
And that probably had something to do with it.
So anyway, Operation Gridlock is happening, and it's where these 15,000, perhaps more, perhaps less, vehicles are going to descend on, you were correct, Lansing, the capital of Michigan, and cause a gridlock. Apparently, 568,000 Americans have been infected with COVID-19, which sounds like a scary number.
Yeah, but we don't know what percentage of the population that is. We don't know what level of illness those people experience.
We can calculate very easily. It's about a half of a percent.
Oh, I'm sorry. What percentage has been tested and therefore, like, what if everybody's got corona? Because everybody's going to get corona according to what we've been told up to this point about what corona is. There is no plan afoot to prevent people from getting corona. What all they've said is we're going to flatten the curve, meaning that they were going to try to prepare hospitals for this influx of bodies that was supposed to glut them, so they brought in these mercy ships and these tent hospitals and all that stuff that are sitting empty.
Okay, 557,000 confirmed cases as of today, 22,109 deaths due to COVID.
But that doesn't tell the percentage of people who have COVID that are likely to die. Like,
well, at least I have the.
It's not a very high death rate.
Point 0.17% of Americans have been infected. 0.007%
knowingly been infected.
0.007% of the population have died.
Right,
that's very insignificant.
Yeah, it's at this point, yes. We still don't have good enough numbers because the people who are being tested are more likely to have corona. So I haven't been tested, and I don't believe myself to have corona. So you need to have a random sample portion of the population and test them rather than the self-selection thing where I keep on having a... dry cough, I better find out whether I have corona or not. And then the hypochondriacs and then the people who are being wheeled into the hospital ready to die and, you know, all these sorts of things. Everybody who dies from corona has been tested for corona. Everybody who dies from flu-like symptoms is getting tested for corona. But the people who aren't dying and aren't sick aren't getting tested. So you still have a warped number even with this microscopic situation, this microscopic infection rate.
So Alex Berenson, a former New York Times reporter who has been sounding the alarm about what he believes are flawed models dictating the aggressive strategy, drew attention to the protests in North Carolina as well as a social media uproar in Michigan. So from North Carolina to Wyoming to here in New Hampshire to Michigan, people are protesting.
Oh, yeah, it's going to blow up.
It is.
Definitely. People are going to get the idea and be like, oh, wait, we can do that? Wait, we're allowed to... Oh, that makes too much sense. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's start a Facebook group or whatever, you know, whatever social media you use.
Well, that's the best thing about this. We're not allowed to do it. We're not allowed to protest right now. There's nothing in the law specifying that, hey, it's okay to gather in a group of 15,000 as long as you stay in your vehicle. No, that's still a gathering that breaks the capacity requirements
of the
allowable laws.
When I mean they get the idea that we can do this, not that they can legally do that or we're going to get permission from some stupid governor to do this. They're going to see what's going on. They're going to see what other states are doing. Like, oh, wow, those states really don't have control over their people. We can do this too? Let's do it.
I look forward to it.
And I applaud. I applaud anyone who will stand up to Big Daddy government because it's getting stupid now.
I tend to disagree with protests generally, but I support the people who are going to do it. I just most protests are an annoyance. People tend to hate protesters for whatever reason.
Sign holders.
They just hate them, and I don't know what the reason is that they hate them, but. In some cases, I find that the protest, in fact, makes the situation worse, not better. And I will have to concede that people who just ignore the law and go about their lives, if they do it in a large enough group, they have a lot of success. So I don't have a solution on how to fix the problem, but I have been living like the government wants us to live now for a long time. I tend not to go out of my house. There are days that I just don't leave it. Why would I want to? I have everything I want at my house. My house is nice.
I think a more successful protest would be just all of our restaurants and all of our bars just to open back up tonight. Just to open, or to get all in the same sheet of music. Get all together and say, hey, look, we're gonna open up next Monday morning. And then to hell with them. If it's just one, if it's just stragglers doing it one at a time, that's when they'll pray. They'd be preyed upon.
It has to be a large enough group. So Walmart and Disney World are both talking about scanning people's temperature before they come in. As I understand, there are Walmart distribution centers that are already doing forehead scans, and they'll deny your access if your temperature's of 100 or more.
Well, how are they registering people using like surface temperature or lasers and things like that?
Right. It's certainly not the best system for finding out if somebody has corona, but it's a fast one.
Yeah, they just walk back into the barbecue section and get the little little temperature sensors.
Well, all it really tells them is whether or not the person has a fever.
Sure.
It doesn't really tell them whether or not the person has COVID-19.
So it's silly. But
it makes
fearful people feel better about the situation. Oh, look at Walmart. Look what they're doing. They're keeping us safe. I'm going to shop at Walmart.
I have been putting off going to Walmart all weekend because I heard these horror stories about the lines and I refuse to be treated that way.
I haven't seen any lines.
There were no lines today. This is Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life due to Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.